Guys have been really good to me. Obviously, you know, Jordan Hicks, you know, Nigel, you know, Stephen Took last year. All those guys have been, you know, really awesome and instrumental to me just learning the playbook. And then in terms of just going home and putting the work in, you know, knowing what I have to do, knowing my strengths and weaknesses, and just, you know, ironing out my weaknesses, getting them to be strengths, and just improving on my strengths, you know, just focusing on those things have helped me just kind of build myself as a player. And then obviously just watching the guys who do a really good job of it, especially on special teams. So, you know, guys like Chris Maragos, you know, Trey Burton, those guys, just being able to watch them and just kind of be a chameleon and a sponge, soak it up and just act like they do, have been helping me just take the next step.
What were some of the weaknesses that you...
You know, just the little things, you know, just obviously, so last year I came in basically like 4 days ago, so a day before camp, and I kind of got thrown into the fire. It's like, okay, here you go, your backup Mike. So kind of just grasping the whole playbook as a, you know, as a total thing, and being able to make all the calls as a Mike was just difficult at first, just because, you know, you get thrown in there and there's all these guys relying on you. So you have to, you know, be confident, perform every single day. And then, you know, just being able to expand my repertoire in terms of, you know, what I can do on special teams and what I can do on defense. So obviously, I don't know if you guys have been seeing, but I've been playing a lot of Sam, so outside backer. So I kind of just took it to myself to learn Sam and Will last year when I was on the practice squad the whole year. And now obviously it's paying dividends, just, you know, making me more versatile.
Is playing in the middle last year help you doing that, moving over there?
I think it's easier just because as the mic, you know, you need to know what everyone's doing. So, you know, just being able to play there and kind of know all the moving parts going on, that really helps you to be able to transition to the other two.
Were you like an interception machine out there?
So, I mean, Coach Flager, our coach, is just, you know, he's super specific and he always goes, you know, the devils are in the details. So it's just little things, you know, that he talks about that I pick up on, and it's just like that's just a little difference between, you know, making an interception and just being a second short. So
the one, it looked like the first one was kind of thrown to you, but
yeah,
they can sometimes be the hardest ones.
Yeah, so, yeah, so, I was just, it was cover four, so I was widening out with the back. And then I felt the quarterback, you know, come back to his other read, which was the curl, and I just kind of sunk into it. Panned out perfectly for me.
And then the second one looked like the ball kind of squirted through
the
receiver's hands.
Yeah, so, yeah, Joe Walker made a good play on it, popped it right to him, and grabbed it and took off.
When you look at the depth at the linebacker spot, how do you see that position shaking out?
I mean, obviously, we have a lot of really good linebackers, you know, and a lot of good linebackers that are really good on special teams. So I try not to pay attention too much to all that, just kind of focus on what I can do, what I control. You know, a lot of what the coach is saying, a lot of what Stephen Tulloch last year told me is just, you know, don't worry about that stuff. You know, everything will sort itself out. Just try to focus on you and, you know, it will all work out for you. So,
how much did being thrown in the fire last year help you grow as a player?
So obviously thrown into the fire last year, you know, came a day before camp. It just helped me learn quickly and, you know, just helped me get up to speed really quickly, because when I got cut from the Bears, you know, I sat around for 2 months. I didn't know what was going to come, if I was going to have another opportunity or not. So, you know, just patiently waiting, and then when my time came, you know, just doing the best that I could to make the most of my opportunities. But, yeah, I mean, getting thrown in the fire like that's never easy, but, you know, it's helped me in the long run.